Let us quickly go over the Gemara and the Pyudim and Beis and the Pyud Haralechum and Aleph before we learn the Taisus. In Me'ilais Michtav Ksivin, Meres Akasha, why are Me'ilas called Haralim Kliin Besailerom? It's Michtav Ksivin. Amarami Bachame, Lenitzacha Eloluch Desnan, Hashliach Shaosa Shlichusoi, Halabai Small. This is a chiddush that the balabayis, if the balabayis sent a shliach to be moitzi momin, he did not know that it was hegdish to get momin, and the shliach spent the money, so the balabayis is moyer. Lay also shlichusai, if the shliach did not purchase what the balabos told him to purchase, the shliach mol. The balabos told him to purchase a choluk, and he purchased peiris. Is then shliach mo. But he also shlichusai. But when he did do the shlichus of the mishaleach, amai mo. Why is the mishaleach moil? But he's a choite b'zem ischai. He's making a ma'isa meila the shliach. So how could the mishaleach be mechuyev and shliach advar aveir? Haynu karorim atluyim b'sayro. Omar rove omay kushe, vilme shani mila de yalfe chayt chayt mitrume, it's a limut, it's a very shav on this. Mahosam shluche shalodam kemoysoy, just like by trume, there's a parsha of shliches that one can be maman a shlich to be mafresh trume for him, afkan shluche shalodam kemoysoy, that is a din, that even though we have a klal b'chala teira kula in shliach l'dvar aveira, but by mila we say, shluchay shalom kemais. Elo amarov ala nitzrcho ala lech desanye. The chiddush of the Mishnah is a different thing. Nitzkar balabayis ala nitzkar shaliyah. The balabayis reminded himself the middle of the, when the shliach had taken the money, he reminded himself that that money is mois hekdish. Leinitzkar shliach, and the shliach was unaware that it's hekdish money. Shliach mo, so the shliach is moil. Rashi says the mishaleach is not moil, because since he realized that it was hekdish money, so it's a non-sadi, he's mevatel the shliches. Why does he need such a shliches? So he's mevatel the shliches. So shliach mo, so the shliach is moil. Shliach anye maika ovit. What did this shliach, this poor shliach do? Later we'll see in the Fyodalef why he's such a poor shliach, why he's such a big achmonis. But why should he be moil? Haynu karorim atluyim besayro. Omar Avashi, my kushe, what is the kasha on the shliach? Rume midi daba moitzi moitz hegdish lechulim. Whenever a person is moitzi moitz hegdish lechulim, and he was unaware that it was hegdish to get money, that's the case of Me'ila. So there's a din Me'ila. So also, the shliach was unaware that it's hegdish to get money, but he was moil behegdish. So what's the kasha shliach anya my kovit? Elo amaravashi lenitzucha elo luch desnan. The Mishnah is speaking about another day. Not al evan oikeire shal hegdish. A person took an evan oikeire shal hegdish, a reize eloimo. There's no din me'ile for taking it. But what if he gives it over to someone else? So the Gemara asks, but he's taking it. Or Taisus in a few places says, a Gilsa Migzel Gozla, he's stealing it. Mali hu mali chaveiroi. What's the difference if he wants to steal it for himself? He wants to give it over to someone else. So why, by not al evan oikoyrem, he is not moil? When he gives it over to someone else, then he's moil. Einu karorim atluyim besaro. So the Gemara asks the Maikushe. Dulma kedishmu? Amashmul, oche begizba hamasuris loy avne binyan askina. We're speaking about that these avonim, he was a gizba, and he was a shamer on these avonim. The cholheiche de monche bishusi di day monche. The avonim are on his rishus, so notlo, when he took it, kolkamesh and notlo, Rashi says, loishan yemidi de teifik miyodet hegdish, was no shini rishus. He never took it out of the rishus hegdish, unless he gave it to someone else. So memele, so there's no difficulties understanding why he's not moyo. When he takes it himself, there's no shini rishus. Elo mi seife. These are the kishuyim from Hukas Mila. Bono beseich beisach. Areza leimol, atvido tachter bishove puter. Thus he lives underneath this heaven. A shavis of a shove puter, he's deriving benefit of a shove puter, then the zedin mila. Mechdeish nuye shanye, Simon de stut. Bono beseich beisach, mistama he whittled the stone to make it fit. So he made a shini maise. So that's equivalent to a gzeile. Is mali do, mali loy do. But he didn't live in it. That alone is a shini rish, is a gzeile from Hegdish. So memele. So why isn't he moyel before his do tachtel? Heine kerorim atluyim besar. Amayko, shidumuk v'rav, domarav kegen shinichal pi yarube. He did not whittle the stone. If he made a shini maise, that's equivalent to a gzeile in a chanami. Then he's called a moyel filler without living underneath the stone. It could be speaking about that he didn't do anything with the stone. So therefore, ido ba'en, leido ba'eloi. So what is the chiddush of Me'ile? Aharon tluyim b'sayro. So the Gemara says, El loylom kederove. Emerson, the chiddush is like Rove said, but in Rove said, Rove said, that when niska balabais, when niska shliach, shliach is mol, so Rove said, shliach anye maika ovet. Remember, what did the shliach do? Not his fault. So we had asked for the kakashulach midi dava amoitzi mois hegdish lachu. Every meil of the hegdish is he was unaware that it's mois hegdish. And that's the chiyuv of mila. Also made the yoda the ike zuzi the hegdish. There he knew mistame that he possessed momen hegdish. So now, he should have been medayik, mevare, the money am I using, is this mois hegdish or not? He's a stickle pesheya. So for such a shkoge, he's chayiv me'ile. Oche miyoda. Here, the shliach bechlau was unaware that the mishaleach had hegdish to kemoni. Haynu karorim atluyim besayro. Rashi says, "Korev la'ines yaisa min ha'shegek." This is more korev la'ines. This Vasemis wants to say that he says, "Really, by the din of me'ila, we don't find guidelines how big the pshia has to be." And here he says, perhaps the shliach should have asked the mishaleach, when he's giving him money, he should have asked him, what kind of money is this? And so he says, it's not too gefährlich why the shliach is there's a din mila by the shliach. But he says that the chiddush is, he wants to explain the chiddush as follows. That over here, the shliach did not have to be doyig on what type of money it is, because since it's a din of shluchah shaladam kamaisai, safilo, he will be mayil, so it's al tadin shliches, it's miyuchas to the mishaleah. So he has nothing to worry about. So mamela, here he didn't have to be medayik. Now what happened? Lahachis, the mishaleah found out that it was hegdishtikir money and he was mevatel the shliches. No. So they weit, that already, that's already a color of loinus a little bit. That's what, Svasemis wants to say. Haino karori matluyim besairo. Let us see Taisvis. Meileis michtav ksivi. So what is the kashe? Umay mikra muet. Alochais merubois. It says. Now, let us see Rashi and the Mishnah. Really, this is going on Rashi and the Mishnah. Rashi and the Mishnah said, the Mishnah says as follows. The Mishnah says, Hilcha Shabbos, Chagigis, Amilus, Areihem, Karorim, Atluyim, Besairo. Shehem mikra muet balochis merubes. So the Mishnah seems to mention two things. Arorim atluyim besairo, mikra muet balochis merubes. Rashi is markiv both of them together. Hilche shabbos hilches regifus mila yeshbem halochis shehem tluyis beremes. That the whole halochis are built from a remes, not a davar mefurish. Mikra muet, that means, mikra muet means that there's very little posik. The posik is not too self-explanatory, it's only meramis. Karorim atluyim besaris roish. So, mikra muet is in harorim atluyim besara the same thing. Now let us see Taisvis. Miles michtav ksivi umay mikra muet balochis merubes. It's ksivi. Bitoich perish rashi mashme shehu perish atluyim besairo sheyesh boy alochis merubes tluyim beremet mikra muet kahar atoli beseyer horosh. So that means that halachas merubes mikra muet is and that's harorim tluyim besara. It's all one thing. V'kosher lemoiri mai porich bigmore meilois michtov ksivi vaday ksiva aver yesh behen halachas harbe vaynu mikra muet v'halachas merubes. Eisus atois was understood that. But if the chesaron is mikra muet v'alochis merubes, that we learn a lot of halachas from a mikra muet, that's the harorim tluyim besairo. So this kasha of michtav ksivi is not such a, what's the kasha? I also said it's mikra muet. But v'alochis merubes, what's the kasha? But Rashi said that the criteria is not muet. That's tamazoi, that there are little psukim and many halachas which we derive from that. That's what Taisus wanted to learn. So then it's shves, what's michtav ksivi? But the ksivi is mikra muet. Umiyu lefima sheperish Rashi tluyais beremez. Mashme the svirlei the behed yaloiksiv. Mikra muet does not only mean that there are little psukim. Mikra muet means that the psukim that we have are not explicit. So mameila, so then it's good agamor. So michtav ksivim. Whatever it says by meila, it's rochel bitchak tanis, not mikra muet.
Ach, Gabi Shabbos Pirish, some of the our Gemara wouldn't be too bad. Ach, Gabi Shabbos Pirish, when the Gemara asked by Shabbos Michtav Ksivi, so there Rashi says different Shat Pirish, Tuva Ashoris Ksivi Bishabbos, my Mikra Muat, the Kama Masnis, and there Rashi seems to be saying, Mikra Muat literally, that there's not too many psukim, so the kashas, by Shabbos there are many psukim. So if that is Pshat, where Rashi said Pshat by Shabbos, so Milis is ideal. There's not too many psukim by Milis, so it's Mikra Muat. So what's the Gemara's kashas? The Gamashme, the Behed Yekomal, the Chsivi. And the Taisvis means to ask that the Gamashme, Loshin HaMishne, the Mikra Muit, the Behed Yekomal, Maslisan, the Chsivi, Ba'isan HaMikra Muit. Taisvis means to say, we don't find the Loshna Mishnah where Rashi says Pshat. Mikra Muit means there are little psukim. That's it. But the psukim are mefurish. That's it. Gamash v'debedi komar dersivi. It's mikra, but it's mikra muit. So memele. So if that is Pshat, so then we have a problem. So what's the problem by meile? The nira la rabra bolchona la forish, the milsa ba apenav shehi, mikra muet, the koi la oiholis. The Muslims say later, and af yudalef, mikra muet, va alochis marubis is oiholis. There's not too many psukim, there's a lot of alochis. Yesh ben mikra muet, aval alochis marubis. But that is something else, that is not a pirish that's not Shabbos. Shabbos, Chagigis, Amilus, Arayim, Karorim, Atluyim, Besairo. Seems Taisus wasn't Geiris the Shehein, or maybe Shehein is talking about something else. Shehein is talking about Eholis. About Kaponim, this is Harorim, Atluyim, Besairo. Now, Harorim, Atluyim, Besairo, that taka means that it's not Mavur, Sairo, it's not explicit, it's only a Sairo. So that's the most is a michtam ksivi, but by me'ile it says. He says, so harorim atluim besairo mikramut are two different things. So me'ile, and so all the gemara's kashis are, by Shabbos, by me'ile, the kashis, it's not sairo, it's a michtam ksivi. That's what the gemara's kashis. Ubekama svorim yeshrevach by mikra muet, Adalael. That means when the Mishnayos were printed, it seems there was a space between the Mikra Muit and the Aron Tulim Besaira. Okay, Mashmah, the Milsa Bapinavshi. It is another, so it's another Indian. Mikra Muit is speaking about Hilchos Eholis. Ach, beteisefte. Tone Mikra Muit. And the Tesefet says to say the Taker, that way says in Amish, first Harorim, please. It's the Tesefet is Markiv, Mikramuet, Valochis Merubis, Karoim, Tluim, Besaira, Be'en Lama Mashi Yismoichu, Mikan Oye, Oime Rab Yeshua, Tzvas b'tzvas asuya. That's the Yalkut Yeshayah brings down from the Tesefta. We'll explain this in a minute. In Rotzaloyma, Mikra Muet v'toile b'remez Muet. That means the way Rashi Taked wanted to say that the Mikra is not explicit. It's only meramez. The mashmik of the perish Rashi, a perish of the perish Rashi, or the comma mikramuot sheberemez nitnu. That mikramuot means that it's beremez. It's very not explicit. That's arorim atluyim b'sairo. That's what the Yeshua said. Tzvas b'tzvas asuya. like we have in Ovis, that this was, the Tzfas was one of the things that was created by Nashmoshes, because it's impossible to make a Tzfas if you don't have a Tzfas already. If you have a Tzfas already, your prongs, then you can make other prongs. But if you don't have prongs to begin with, you can't make a Tzfas. So that's what the Tosefta is saying, that the Emerson, to figure out the halachas from what is written in the psukim, you can't figure it out because it's very unclear. It's only a remez. But there was a mesoire how, there was a mesoire how the halacha should be. So memela, so therefore now after the mesoire, now we can see how some merum is in these words. So about kaponim, that means we needed a hadrocha min hashamayim first to know the halachas, then we can see how it's merumes in these words. Nosno lechaveiroi moal. We heard that not 11 I kaire areizaloi moal. Nosno lechaveiroi. Humal v'chaveri leimol. Leidomi li de nosn lachen v'ni de leimol. Tosa mayri b'meizid v'ein mischalu. V'chen v'ni de leimol ad she yeitzi hosa mishum d'loi ovid meise. Zegmor mesechtes me'ile tav chof alef. It says as follows. Shilech b'yad pekeach. Someone had a pruta shel hegdish, and he gave over this pruta biyat pekeach, v'niska, and then he reminded himself, the mishalech reminded himself that it's hegdish, ad shele gia lechenveni, is chenveni moal lechsheyetzi. So the chenveni will be moal when the chenveni will use the money. So the Gemara says like this, abal abayis loy moal, v'have amazit. The Balamayis is not more the Sarashi says right over there because he's amazed. But what's with the Shliach? Why isn't the Shliach Moil? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshes Masnisim Kshedniskeru Shneim. The Mishnah is speaking about that side of Balabos reminded himself that it's a Putish Al Hegdish. I, the Shliach, reminded himself it's a Putish Al Hegdish. So Memela by Mazid is no din Meila. So the chenveni will be moyel when he'll spend the money. Cause money doesn't spend the money, so nothing happened yet. By them, there's no mila mitzidom. By dom ili, the nosn lachenveni delay mol, that no one is moyel till the chenveni be mitzi the mummy, the hosam mairi be mazid. Both were mazidim, aim is chalo, so there's no din chilu be mazid. The chenveni delay mol, at sheyaitzi, hosam ishim delay ovid mais, he didn't do anything. Mishkel Shokla, we had, it says, Notal Evan Oikaira Shal Hegdish, Areza Loimol. And Nosal Lachaveiroi, Humol Vachaveiroi Loimol. So the Gemara asked, what's the difference when he gives it to the Chaver, or when he takes it himself? Mali Hu, Mali Chaveiroi. Yeshteime, so Taisvis asks, there's a big difference. The vadai shina harbe, kiven shenosno lechaveiroi, yesh loy limoil, mishum toivis hano shel sheila. When he gave it to the chaver, he's deriving benefit from him, from the toivis hano, that means it's speaking about he lent it to someone, and yen is a koras hatoiv to him. So he, with the sheila, he's deriving benefit from this Evan Oikaire. So Memela, so how much benefit he's deriving, that's called he derived benefit from Hegdish. Kinamrina Pekashoyu. Hamashal Kurdem Shel Hegdish, more Lefi Tevis Ano Shel Chaveiroi. How much Tevis Ano the Chaver will be Maket Tevtim? Chaveira Mutta Levakeya Boilechatchile. So that means when someone lends something of Hegdish, so there is a akoras hatoiv mitzad shoyl, And this Akoras HaToiv, the Marshal derives through a Chayfet Shal Hegdish. That's called, he's deriving Hanoah from a Chayfet Shal Hegdish. So Mamele, there's a Me'ila, so he got something. Avol ki loy nosno, but if he didn't give it to anyone, akati loy nene mimenu klum. So he didn't derive any benefit from it. He didn't derive any benefit from it, so there's no me'ila. What is the me'ila over here? Not only just picked it up, but the gather of me'ila is gezel hegdish. So if he was nene from the hegdish, again, is makir toif to him for the shaila. So it's called, he derived something from Hegdish. But if it's samazay notal, what, he didn't derive any, it just picked up notal, even like a shal Hegdish. Vyashloime, the hochem mairi, shemiskavil lohitzi mishush Hegdish. Vimenoches perashti. This is about metziya dav tzadik vovam at beis. This explains a little better. The einay moyel elok shabo lohitzi mirshus bailim. The holdin meila is if someone wants to take away from the rishus bailim. Ki goin goinif ha hegdish mirshus chaveri. Not that he knew it was hegdish. But if a person steals hegdish mirshus chaveri, so meila, so that's called, I want to take this chayfetz in my reshus. So that's called me'ila. That is called me'ila. Kedemuchich per kamedech agige, not al even, uporich migzol gozle, malihu, malichaveiroi. So Taisus does not mean to say that shemiskavim lohitzi mishus hegdish, he knew it was hegdish. It means the reshus that it was in, he wants to be mishane that reshus, he wants to take it for himself. The Gemara, the Val did not learn it, speaking about a gizbo. So speaking about a person who took an Evan Shel Hegdish, he took it for himself. So the Gemara, so why isn't he moil? Why, when he gives to someone else, he's moil. When he takes it for himself, he's not moil. So the Gemara answers, be gizbo hamesuris loy. And speaking about a gizbo, that he's a shamer on Hegdish. So Memele, so by taking it, when he takes it, he's not moil, unless he gives it over to someone. So Taisus asks, "Afilu lomandi oma shliches yad einitzchiches harem." So Taisus asks, by a shomer that sheleich yad, so the mandi oma holds, by taking it for myself, in tzir, you don't have to be mechaser the dover hanifkad. Shlichus yad einitzchiches harem. The chiddush is that a shomer that takes a dover hanifkad for himself is he gets a din gazlan, even though he didn't take it. He's a shomer and it's still in his reshus. But that gufe that he wants to be shaleich yad gives him a din gazlan. So Taisvis had a problem over here. So even though we're speaking about Gizbo HaMesuris Loim, we're speaking about a Gizbo that was a Shemer and Avnei Hegdish. But when he took it for himself, so Lachayriz HaSheleach Yad B'Nichsei Hegdish. So why isn't he Moyel? That's Taisvis Kasha. Now, Taisvis, Baba Kama asks this kasha, Dav Chofa Medbeis. And Taisvis says, a beautiful teretz. Taisvis says, Dein Odom Moyel Elo Bimiskaven Lohoitzioi Mirshus Mishehu. Me'ila is, like we mentioned before, I want to take it out of the Rishus and bring it into my Rishus. Now, this gizbo, who hamesuris le'avne binyan, he took this evan. He was under the impression v'ahu sova shaloihu. He was under the impression it's his. So memele, there's no kavone whatsoever to take out. We're speaking about he's a shaygik over here, because that's when he gives over to someone else as a din mila. By meiza, there's no din mila. So we're speaking about he's under the impression that this is his stone. So he doesn't want to take it out. They mele miskavaloitziu mirshus mishehu. Asheleach yad means that I know that this is lochera, that this is epikodon, and I want to take it. I want to use it. I want to take it for myself. So there's a sheleach yad. So there is a gazlan. You don't need a chesaron. But here it's speaking about vohu sovu shalayu. So there's no kavone bechlal to take in my reshus, to be moitzi mirshus agdish. It's a beautiful teretz what Taisva says in Baba Kama. Here Taisva says, Ochishani, Taisva says a teretz, the cholhecha de ise, begaze de malke koi. Wherever it is, it's in the reshus kavoya. Now, I think Taisvis, the way I think Pshat and Taisvis is as follows, and I think Taisvis is saying, Amor de Kechidish. Let us speak for 1 minute, what would be the din by a Shomer who has a Pekodim, and is taka unaware that, he has a Pekodim, and he's taking it to use himself, or he's taking for himself, and he thinks that this is his. He's taking to use it. He wants to use it, but he's under the impression that this is his. So we have to know, is there a din shlichas yad in such a case? I mean, for chayim from atayis, it seems there is a din of shlichas yad. Gzeila is also, if I'm not mistaken, there's a machlekes achoinim, a gazlan b'shoigi kiviyaz adin gazlan. About al kaponim, perhaps in this Taisvis, it would seem that he does have a din gazlan. That's why Taisvis held shoigi is netrufe. He's taking it, even though he thinks it's his. He's not even taking it. It's difficult to understand what Taisvis kash is. I mean, there's no heitzom mershus of it. That's what Taisvis says. The Taisim Baba Kav saying, "Oh, the male of Miskavol Oitziyeh Mirshus Mishu." There's no kavana bechlal to take out of a reshus. But it would seem from this Taisvus, I think, that the Emerson Shlichus Yad is a chiddush. That what the Shema takes it for himself. His be'emison is considered a hoitzor, a maisa gzeila. Gzeila, you have to take out mershus bailam. Now, l'chayre, the shomer is b'mokim the bailam. That's a taicha shomer. His reshus is nikne to the bailam. So l'chayre shlichus yad is a chiddush. Shlichus yad is that by, even though he is the shame of the Bailam, but by picking it up with a kavanah to take for himself, that's called a hoitzor mirshus Bailam, and it's called a gazlan. Maybe I'm not tubakant in hulcha shlichus yad, maybe with the hoitzor he becomes a shame. That is the Hitzor Mishus Bailam. If you want to take it away from the Bailam, so automatically you become Ois Nifkat. And that's how it becomes a Maisig Zela. There could be Taisus is saying that by a Shemer of Hegdish, there's no such thing. That Bal Kolchoch, if it was given to you to watch for Hegdish, so your Rishus is Rishus Hegdish. So kol hechadisa begaze de malkekoi. That means your reshus is reshus kavoya. So pshat is, when you're taking it, it's not considered you're taking it out of the reshus kavoya, because since you became a shoima for hegdish, so it becomes, it's considered like your reshus is reshus kavoya. It's very unclear what Taisvus is saying. B'chlal yeftom tizadin shomrim by Hegdish, fritni shal reyehu reyehu v'loi shal Hegdish. I think this is a mechudish tike Taisvus. Hachi yider tachteo b'shove putet. It says that this Gizbar, he hit an Evan Shel Hegdish, so the Mi'ila is, when he derives benefit of Shava Pruta, that's called, so he stole a Shava Pruta from Hegdish. So by Mi'ila, how much was taken away from Hegdish, that's how much goes out L'chulun. V'chein garsinem be'elchen, V'kiven de mor be'nofik schar l'chulun, but not the whole thing. V'gam Rashi pirish kein de davke schar v'loi kula beise. V'chem perish ari Yehuda mashal kardem shal hegdish l'chaveiroi. Boka boy, a person lent a kardim, and the chaver was bekeya. Chosa chaveri a boka boy, kulon molu, veichi domi, hosnan e moil achamoyer ela behim a kli shoritz. By a kdushus aguf, then there's no din of yoitze lechulon. By kdushus domim, the din is if one takes it for himself, b'shoiki kakponim, it goes out lechulon. And here, Lucheir is speaking about a kaldum of Kedusha's domim, and it says that there could be a multitude of me'ilas, that chazah chavere bokaboy. So how is that possible? Alvade begizba hamesuris loy kaldume shel hekdish, loy mechaven loy tzien lechulam. So when he lends these kaldumes, he has no intentions to give them to someone else. That means he's lending yena the schus shimush of these kardumes. So memela, so how much goes out lechulin, how much the schus shimush that he's lending is worth. So that is not kineged the whole shavius of the kardum. That means this chush shimush that was lent, that went out l'chulun, so he can have, so a kardim could have a million schusay shimush, that's why nosel chaveiroi, that means that there could be keseda dinei me'ile. V'kach kula molu, v'kdushim perek beizim, v'mnochus perek, v'mnochus v'nusochim perashim. Zog te gemore weiter. Mikro amuet v'aloches merubis, tane negoyim v'yeholes mikro amuet v'aloches merubis. This is, I mean, what I said about that before, it would seem that this is a new thing. This is not harorim et liim b'sairo. This is how Tosfos learned that you don't obey. Negoyim v'yeholes is mikro amuet v'aloches merubis. The Gemara says, negoyim mikro amuet, negoyim mikro meruber. Negoyim this. You have a parshas Tazri, a parshas Metzaira, it's doch mu'imdik. We don't find other halachas which the Torah is so much marchiv in these halachas. Omar apop orikama. The goy mikro merube valachas mu'otis. Oy holois mikro mu'ot valachas merubis. My nafkemino. If you have a suffix in the goyim, I am bekroy. So look in the psukim. That means all the halachas which one has fakes can be nizbara through the psukim. And then the psukim are, there are not too many psukim. Then you have to look in the mishnayos. Zakta Gemara Vait. Dinim, it said, Dinim is also, it said in the Mishnah, Adinim v'havoydeis, Ataris v'tumis v'arais, Yeshlam omashe yismoichu, omashe yismoichu. Omashe yismoichu means that, it seems it's not mamish mefurish, but amashe yismoichu. So the Gemara asks, michtav ksivin. That is Rashi. Dina michtav ksivin mufuroshin yofe. Masnisin ktonim yeshlam smiche. They have what to rely on. Mashma she'eino mefuroshim. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Sanya Rebbe Oimer Nefesh Tachas Nefesh Momi. Rebbe said that Rotza Lari Geseh Behor Geseh, so since he wasn't Mechavin to kill him, so he has to pay Dmei Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. That's Pshat. So that's Dinim, which are very not Mefurish. Pashta de Klo would seem Faker, that you kill him. Let us see Rashi. Mo's giving one mashal, but there are other mashalim also. To receive nefesh tachas nefesh, imosa in yiyem. Shemeso ha'isha, it was the chiyirivon anoshim, and lemaisa he hit an isha, he wanted to hit the other person, but he hit an isha. Im osen yir shemeso ha'isha, yitain momin d'mei ha'isha le'yoshel. She'ein oleo chiyiv misa, and because of killing God there's no chiyiv misa, shel niskaven lo, he wasn't mechamed to kill him. My nefesh, the main nefesh. So this is a pesach. Yeshel mamashi yismoichu. It's not mefurish, but that's the kiyetsi b'zera. This pshat in the Mishnah. Loi nitzlcha elu lecher the Rebbe. The sign given the sata nefesh tachas nefesh mumin. Rabbi Yochanan the Oma chayvei misa shoygigin pturim min atashlumim. So he's choylik. He's chaylik on Rebbe. So how does he learn pshat na Mishneh? Taisus kashis because Rabbi Yechanan asks like a star Mishneh, and he's chaylik on Rebbe. Mukilo leidoch the Rebbe, the sanyim the sato ayin tachas ayin loipoli gastam Mishneh dohoche. His Rebbe says that ayin tachas ayin also means demei ayin tachas ayin. The Mephoshim Amoiro, there's no such Rabbi Yochanan that is Chaylik on Rabbi to begin with. Tanu de Vecheski maybe is Chaylik on Rabbi. Rabbi Yochanan Bechlal is, we don't find that it's Chaylik on Rabbi. Okay, let's go further. Avoidus. Said in the Mishnah, Avoidus Yeshel Mamashi Yismoichel. Babaisus also, it's not Klo. So the Gemara asks, Michtov Ksivim, the dinim by Kotchim, it's Michtov Ksivim. Leinitzucha Ella Lahilochas Adam. We're speaking about Hilochas Adam. The Sanya we learned about Raise, Vikrivu Zuka Bolas Adam. That Vikrivu means Kabolas Adam. Va'avke Rachmone Beloshin Hiloche, that means, but the Loshin would seem Hiloche. Where do we see that v'kriv is a loshen aloche, ha'iloche, t'chsi v'hikriv ha'koyin ha'sakel v'hikter ha'mizbecha. So there it means the koyin is moilech the eivorim to the mizbech to make haktore. So we see v'hikriv is a loshen of ha'iloche. V'om ha'amar zu ha'iloches eivorim lekevesh. Is, so v'hikrivoy means kabbalah. But since it says a loshen, that is a mashmois of heiloche, is lemeimre da heiloche leitivka miklal kabola. That heiloche is the same, that it means even though the pshatn v'krivo is kabola, but since the loshen is a tinja mashmois of eloche, so we learn out that eloche has all the dinim that Kabbalah has. Let us see Rashi. Veikrivu zu Kabbalah sadam. So Rashi says, how did you jump to the conclusion it's Kabbalah? Afal pishu loshen eloche. Eina ela Kabbalah. It has to be Kabbalah. Shrei la'acha shchita nichteva. Right after Shchit, it says, Behikrivu. So it can't be after Shchit, you can't make a loche before you make a Kabbalah. Bein a loche, elim ken kibul adam. So al kochach the Behikrivu, since it is right after the Shchit, it has to mean Kabbalah. So the loshen is shver, but it has to mean Kabbalah. It's a vizu, a loche, sebom le kebish, tilo haktore bed yiksiv, beko beiktar amizbecho. Is therefore the Torah said a loshen ha'iloche, but from the pasuk it seems called this is Kabbalah to tell us leisitke mechlal Kabbalah lechol dvoreo that ha'iloche has hilchis Kabbalah. What's the chiddush? Va'afal gavshi avoide she'efshe levatlo. It is not such a choshev avoide. It's an avoide that one could avoid this avoide. She imrotzo sheichet betzad amizbeach. Vizayrik. That means you don't need hailoch. Hailoch is not a necessary avoide. But heichet deloy bitlo. But the pasuk is telling us. But if he did make hailoch, avoide he, it is a teres avoide. Mefaglenes akolbim b'machshavtos b'shas hiloche. He'll think that he'll be mefagl the kolbim. That means he'll eat it chutzlozmanoi, chutzlum kaimoi. So it's called he was mefagl b'shas an avoide. Even though this an avoide is not a necessary avoide, but if he's making a hiloche, it has a teres avoide. Utzricha koyin, needs a koyin, ubigde kune, baisel ba'oinon, v'yoyshe ba'or. Let us see Taisvis. V'krivoi zu Kabbalah sada. So Taisvis says, how did we jump to the conclusion it's Kabbalah? By loch eloi mekmin alei kepash te dekro. So Taisvis brings an Rashi, the boss of Shchita ksiv. Because the pasuk is right after Shchita, the Kabbalah miyat. So after Shchita, Kosta was Kabbalah. Behind the avoid the Rishayim, kach perish perash. Ach loy mashmali, so Taisha says, it's not mashme that's a hechrech, that it means Kabbalah. Because it says, if you're figuring out from the way this word was, if this word was placed after Shchita, so it means the first pu'ula that has to be done after Shchita, which means Kabbalah. So Taisus says, let's look at the word afterwards. It says, Dochinami bizolkei ksiv basre. It says, after vikrivu, there's a zrike. V'hoiloche mikame zrike have miyat lafuki Kabbalah. That means, if you're proving that it has to mean Kabbalah because that comes right after Shchita, so I'll tell you what means halacha because that comes right before Zrika, and this Vikriv is right before Vizolku. So Zayiskishpata means halacha. Lafuki Kabbalah de halacha bin tayim. So if this is a way how to darshan psukim, heichitaisi, you should look at the previous word, look at the word afterwards. V'oid kosher l'rid amrin en shilei per kama dezvochim, v'ikrivoi zu Kabbalah. Ata oime zu Kabbalah, oyeine el zrike, maybe it means zrike. Sho oime v'zolkoi hare zrike omo. It can't mean zrike, because it's v'zolkoi, mash. So mash, so according to Rashi, how could you call him a zrike? It can't be Zrika because right after Shchita comes Kabbalah. Why, just like Rashi said, it can't be Heiloche. Because right after Shchita comes Kabbalah, so it can't be Zrika either. Mash medava makmina lo bezrika ilav dechsiv kro. Vavagav deloi basa Shchita havi. So that's it. Taisvis is chaylik on Rashi. And the heichoche that it means Kabbalah, it doesn't seem like that. Umiyu Yeshloim Sotaisis wants to say a different mahalach, how Chazal knew that it doesn't mean halach. Leinechele le'uk mekro b'halach. Lefi she'eina avedach shuve she'efshe levatlo v'yocha lishchay peroyshe shal mizbeach. He says the Gemara held that it's not mistaver that the pasuk is being machshev halacha for an avoda because it is not necessary. So that's why the Gemara held. So if you have another pshat and pasuk, I say that the pasuk is not speaking about halacha. The Turiyevan asks Akasha. He says, "Mehechi teisi? Should you say such a thing? We have another pasuk which the Gemara brought." That's Halachas Eivorim. So that's Zichab Shat, that is Halachas Eivorim. So you see there's an avoid, the Torah was Machshev, an avoid the Sheev Shelevatlo. But the Torah was Machshev, it's all, so Mechit Eisi, you should say that the Vehikriv, by Dam, does not mean Halachas Adam. I mean, if we see the Torah was Machshev, Halachas Eivorim Lekevish for an avoid, so lochayre, you should. We should say that a loch is dam lemizbech is also an avoid. This kasha he asks on Taisvus. Taris. The Mishnah says that Taris is also yeshem amalismach. I says it's not mavur. Like the Gemara michten ksive, I nitzucha elo leshir mikve deloy ksive. No, the Kshir Mikveh, which does not say, the Sanye, the Rochatz, the Spesori Bamayim, Bamayim, Bemei Mikveh. We'll see in Rashi exactly what this means. Rashi in Taisvus. Es kol besoroi, Mayim shekol gufoi oyla behem. It has to be Mayim shekol gufoi oyla behem. Kamahain, and what is the minimum shir? Amo al amo barum sholish amos b'shir hachachomim me mikve arboim so. The Turiyevan says a beautiful word over here. He says, we're speaking, the Mishnah is telling us, aloches, that yeshlam al mi lismoich. That means, even though it's not mefurish, but yeshlam al mi lismoich. So he asks, l'chayre, we have here adrosha, kol besorei, mayim shekol gufay oyla behem. So that's the drosha of kol besorei. That is not kol gufay oyla behem. What did Chazal do? Chazal made some mathematics. They just said, what is the shir kol guf elbem? So that's amalama barum kimalamas. So this is mefurish. This is not yeshlam al mi lismoich. That's what the Turiyevan asks. So Turiyevan says a beautiful teretz. He says, Chazal said something which doesn't say in the pasuk. Chazal said, what if you have a midget? So if we would learn pshat in the pasuk, no, the pasuk says kol gufay oyla behem. So it matters if he's a midget. If he's not a midget, so there'll be different shiurim. Chazal said there's a standard shiur. This already is not mefurish. This Chazal said that this is yeshlam amal. That's how they understood pshat in the pasuk. But that's yeshlam amal lismoich. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Bamayim the kudosoi bepasach. But we're speaking about certain waters. Mashme mayim hamayuchodim, certain waters. Lafuki sheuvim. Umiyu, it has to be mikvah water, not shuvim water. Umiyu mayim chayim leitzoch. You don't need mayim chayim. Don't need from a spring. Midrashiv bezov ma'im chayim, mechlal deshar tameim, lav ma'im chayim bo. Other tameim do not need ma'im chayim. Umay ba'mayim hamiyuchodim b'mikvah afal pi shehein kshomim. It's not ma'im chayim. Zok Taisvus. Leinitzacha elo l'shir mikveh. Lehavi, so Taisva said the Gemara is looking, the Gemara is searching for Hilchis Taris, which are not mevuah b'kron yeshlema milismach. So Taisva had a kasha, maybe the Mishnah is coming to tell us that a nida becomes muteres lebaila with tvila. Because there's no posik. We'll see, there's no beferish a posik that you need tvila for the isonida. The posik says, we have psukim that you need tvila for tumas nida legabi tumme vetare, but not legabi isa lebailo. So Taisa says, laiva motze lemeima lebailo de loikosev kedepirish bahag. Leinav kolon elo bekalva choyma, the hashta le taras ksiva rochat, le baila de koris le kolshkein, that's the bahag sashtik teire. So memela, so lechoyre, the Gemara should have said that this is what our Mishnah is speaking about. But it's not mefurish, the taro. Lebailo, that she needs tvila lebailo, v'afal pikein, and that's what the Mishnah is telling us. So Taisa says, to lav milsehi, the mei kalbo chayme leimotzi nafik, Taisa says, Taisa says chaylik on the bahag, the kalbo chayme prichehi, the kamo chatzitzeis v'kavone beperg beiz dechulen matzino letaris v'loy lebailo. He says, the Gemara in Chulin says that Lebailo is Chulin, afilo, you don't need Kavona Letaira. For other things, for Truman and Kochim, you need Kavona. So Taisva says, so we see that Tares are more common, it seems in Hilchas Chatzitza also, there are certain things which Labaila do not have a teres chatzitze, and Lataris does have a teres chatzitze. So the whole kalbuch oima of the bahag is not fiskahalten. The kalbuch oima priche, agavuche, lochere from our teses, it would seem that the din kavon is a daraisa de kedin. For me, a darabona de kechumra, so you can't slug up the kalbuch oima from the bahag, because we find that taris amolchom and midarabona, it seems it's a daraisa de kedin. So, Kaponim, how do we take and know that an Isha Labailo needs Tvila? Alamaikro Navke Dersiv, Behidvo Benidoso, Benidoso Teyat Shetobi Bemaim Kedorish Rabeki Beperikvov de Shabbos. That the Tumas Nida remains, and this is speaking about by the Isha Nida, Achetovi b'mayim b'chein pesha b'netam the Muslim naplon tefilas nida hilka havelay k'moy k'suve. So this already is mefurish. B'may mikve perish Rashi nikudosoi b'pasach that b'mayim that you need mikve water lashminim mayim hamiyuchodim lafuki mayim shuvim. Agabucha the Rashbam says in Sechtes Psochim, what is Pshat Mayim, mikveh water? Where do you see mikveh water means not shuvim? So, Rashbam says in Psochim the Kuftes, shenikvu mitchilo me'atzmon. They came together by themselves. That's mikveh water. Shenikvu me'atzmon. So, yeah. So Taisva says, I wish to disagree. The mayim shuvim lav mehoche nafke. We don't darshan mayim shuvim from this pasach ba mayim. Elo ma'ach mayim uber mikvah mayim, darshine b'teres kayanim, ma mayim bidei shemayim, af mikvah bidei shemayim. The teres kayanim, the Teres Kainim says, it is as follows. Mikve mayim yochel afilo mile bikseifoi. So the Teres Kainim starts clearing, mikve mayim could be, he filled it up. So the Mitzvah Kainim says, no, we learn out of Hekish, it says, Ach Mayon, so we're Makish, Mikveh to Mayon, just like a Mayim is Bidei Shamayim, Ach Mikveh Bidei Shamayim. So you see from the Torah's Kainim, that Mikveh Mayim could very well be, he filled it up, B'Kseifoi. And how do we know that it is not good? Because there's a Hekish, Makish mikveh to mayon, just mayon b'day shemayim, af mikveh b'day shemayim. So it's not like Rashi. Rashi says the mekoyer that shuvim is posel is, it says b'mayim. B'mayim means not shuvim. Pekel, the Teres Kainim says we learn out of the Hekish. Mikveh would seem yochel afel milay b'kseif. That's also called mikveh mayim. Ba'oy dechimashe mikveh lafuki shuvim. It's the lashon of the Baraisa. Ba'mayim b'mei mikveh. So where we find mikveh's gematria not shuvim. Pekert, we find in the Teres Kainim yochel mikveh mayim afel milay b'kseif. So Tosfos says that what the Gemara says, ba mayim means b'mei mikveh. So b'mei mikveh means water that is not running. It's kovi v'kaime. It's standing in a place. That's the taich of mikveh. That means it's mayim hanikvim. And from here we learn out that if you have running water, the water is running. It's not in one stationary in one place. That's like a puzzle. So the Agamore is dashing from Bamayim, the psul of Zeichlim. Zeichlim is only good by a Mayim, and not good by a Mikvim. The Alkid Yeshai brings down the Muradike Kash and Taisvis. Taisvis is a Pella. The Teres Koyanim says as follows. The Teres Koyanim says, Yochel, it says mikveh mayim. Yochel milei b'kseifoi. That afilu shuvim is also good. Talmud loyma ach mayon. So it's mayon b'day shemayim. Af mikveh b'day shemayim. Yochel afilu zeichlin. That's the vayter that Teres Kainim. Talmud loyma ach. Dafke mayim is metayer b'zeichlin. But mikveh is not metayer b'zeichlin. So Memele, so the same kasha that Tosfos asked on Rashi said that Bamayim comes to tell us that Shuvim is no good. So Tosfos says, no, the Teres Kainim has a different Roshim. So that can't be Pshat Bamayim. So the same kasha that Tosfos asked on Rashi is fair on Tosfos itself. What is Tosfos saying? What is Bamayim come to tell us that Zeichlin is no good? So let's ask on Tosfos, the Teres Kainim has a different Roshim. Yochel, just like a mayim is metayim bezoichlin, so a mikveh should also be metayim bezoichlin. Amoleim ach mayim. So it's a pele, it's a moiridike pele, that Tosfos, the same kasha that Tosfos asks on Rashi, is shver on Tosfos shad itself. She brings down a beautiful teret from a Rav Padva Zolgazon Zayin, the Rav in London, he says as follows. The shittas, the machlokes harishonim, the psul shuvim, is kulay shov posel min atayra or posel min darabonim. Tosfos gadim sochim daf yedzayinim at beis holds the whole psul shov is a darabonim. It says in teres koyinim that ma mayim bideshem mayim af mikveh bideshem mayim. So Tosfos says it's an asmach the balm. So this whole Teres Koinim is an asmach the balm. So he says as follows. So if this Teres Koinim is an asmach the balm, so Mamela, let's speak about the second aloche, we darshan that Zeichlin is also a posel. So it also should be an Esmachta Baum. So it should come out, Zeichlin should also be posel mid the Rabbon. Well, Loch, it's not like that. Shuvim is Adarabonon, or come on, Mother Rishayna Mo, Shuvim is Adarabonon, and Zeichlin is Adaraisa. That, so Lechayre, this is very difficult to understand. So he says, Taisvis understood it very well. Fakert, Taisvis knew this Taisvis Kainim. Now, Taisvis held personally the Taisvis Kainim is Nasmachte. Just like the Psul Shov is Adarabonon. So the Psul Zeichel is also Adarabonon. So it's nasmachte. It's not a true drosha. So verkehrt. So how do we take another zeichel as possible in our Torah? Because it says b'mayim. So b'mayim is coming to those that zeichel is possible. May mikve is to be ashboiren, not zeichel. So you can't ask a kasha from the Torah's kainim. The whole Torah's kainim is the whole thing is nasmachte. But Rashi says. Bamaim is coming to tell us that Shov is possible. So if Shov, so Rashi seems to hold Bamaim that Shov is possible in that Torah. So Rashi holds that it's a kocher the Torah's koinim. I don't have a hechich to say it's an asmachte. I mean, the whole hechich say it's an asmachte because since Shov is only possible in the Rabban, so the Torah's koinim is an asmachte. So then to say that the drosh of Zeichon is also an asmachte. But if I hold Bamaim as a drosh of the Eraise, say, so, hold that Shov is possible with the rice. So then I can assume that the Torah's Kainim is also Drosha the rice. So the Taisvis asks, so if it's a Drosha the rice, so Mamela, so why need Bamayim already? I can learn from the Torah's Kainim. Amo al Amo, Sha'ode Marsik Amo, Bo'oivi im Malbushim. Now Taisvis had a problem. Is this, if a person himself is an Amo Alamo, so how can he fit into a mikveh? So Taisa says, no, a person has a oivi of an Amo together with his clothing. B'shmaiten de kuchen b'perik ha-peiros, she'enei marzik im oivi ha-orim ki'in Amo. That when there it speaks about that the orim that went into the kuch was an Amo. So we see that a person alone is less than an amma. The walls of the orin together with the ivy odom made up an amma. Ashti yitochin loitiksha heichi tovel amsa bamsa, how could an amma fit in an amma? Berum gimel amas. The af al gav sheodom marzik dalet ames kaima. So Taisa says, how could gimel amas be sufficient? A person is Dalad Amis, can the Muchach Bishmaiten the Kuchen, the Eirich HaKuch, Dalad Amis, that the length of the Kuch was Dalad Amis, so it seems a person is Dalad Amis. So Taisha says, no, that's not true. Kaimis Ha'odam Ein Ele Gimel Amis Levad. Levad HaRosh. From the feet to the shoulders is a person is three Amis. And a head is not an Amo. So Memele, the Goiva of the head, let's say it's a half an amma, whatever it is, motzi lahachin es roshe min hatzad. So if you have already a goiva of three ames, so the head will be nitpal already with a little hachonim. Taisus and Shabbos says the water rises also, so mamela, so it's not too gefella. But a person is not dalad ames. Vodinok et dalad ames. So why, by the kuchen, do you need a length of dalad ames? Shem oivei tzidei ha'orin. That means you have the head, and then after the head, you have the tzidei ha'orin by the roshe and raglo. So mail together, that's dalad ames. Va'avol gav the matzini per kamada bo bebasre, gabi hezek riye shir riye dalad ames. The need a kaislo of dalad ames, a person should not be able to look what's doing by his neighbor's chotzer, aina sheyochal agbiat mel roshi etzbois avat sheyotzit daladamis. A person is less than daladamis, but if he'll stand on his tiptoes, he'd be able to have a view of daladamis. Chemuchach bo'uvde de b'nei homon, בתרגם של מגילס אסתר, שניתן על פי המדרש, שגויבה קיימוס גימל אמס לבד הראש. That means that when they hung up the בני הומן, so it says in תרגם שני, how much each person was, and there they were hung without the heads, they were killed from before already, so each person without a head was 3 amas. Choshev ozel ahum ha-chamishim amas l'vitliyas kol ha-sore, v'hoyu ne'rogim kvar koydem atliyah, הם השתויקחו בשוש נביר הוגו היהודים בעבית 5 איש ועשר סרס בני הומן, והיסטויס that they were already killed from before, so the purpose of hanging them was not to kill them, was just to display them. משמי שבחל הריגו היו, וגם הפאי את יוסד בסליחה, אודום בקום איש בשלוש עמס ורביס אביר מגולה, that forkert that each one was 3 amis, and there was between each son, there was an avir megula. So upon him, the same yesod, that the normal height of a person till the neck is 3 amas.